You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Greg Buzalincia, the CEO of Via Hero, a peer-to-peer travel platform where travelers hire locals to plan personalized trip. Sounds like an awesome idea. And Mr. Buzalincia, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And equally our pleasure to have you with us today, and thanks for your time. So for starters, tell us a little bit about Via Hero. What makes it different from other peer-to-peer travel sites on the market?
Absolutely. So, you know, as you mentioned at the top of this, we're a marketplace where travelers get to choose the person planning their trip, and that person is local in the destination that you're going to. So we're really disrupting the travel agent market in a way that's the closest parallel to what we're doing, where these locals are involved in planning your trip from end to end. And the main difference is that we're changing three things about the model. We're changing the revenue model of a travel agent from a commission-based model to a flat fee, so that you're not, we're doing what's right for your commissions and not what's right. We're doing what's right for you and not what's right for our commissions. And it really helps build the trust that, you know, you're going to make your trip right for what you want. If you think about a travel agent, they're incentivized to make your trip a little bit more expensive and less personalized because they make revenue from commissions, and they also get the greatest amount of commissions from places where, you know, everything's aggregated together, like a tour group or package or a cruise. The second thing we're changing is the person planning your trip, from somebody sitting in a cubicle in the area that you live in to somebody that actually is on the ground and lives in the place that you're going to. They have a lot more knowledge and have a lot more, have a higher ability to make anything happen, and can be a lot more flexible in giving you what you need. And then the third thing that we're changing is the deliverable. A travel agent is going to book a lot of things for you, book your flights, book your lodging, but you don't really know what you're going to get from a trip planning perspective. So what we decided to do is expand the deliverable from bookings to also include trip planning, to include a really detailed itinerary and guidebook, so you know where to go, what to do, and how to do it. They arrange everything for you, give you maps that you can use on your phone to be able to navigate to all the recommendations that they had made, and basically take trip planning completely off of your plate, but still allow you the agency to explore that destination and that place you're going to on your own. I think the big thing that we're changing about, or the big thing that's different about Via Hero than other companies on the market is that we're really owning, we're a marketplace, so we allow you to have the choice of choosing who you want to plan your trip. We only use locals, people that live in the destination that you're going to. And this isn't just, you know, a couple recommendations. This is end-to-end trip support from the time you get connected with the local to the time you're on their flight back to your home city. They're with you every step of the way and able to support you.
If you love to travel, this is an awesome service. Now, what trends or needs are you seeing amongst new generations of travelers these days, and how does Via Hero work to address these needs?
Yeah, I mean, I think, with travelers these days, we've seen a huge trend towards cultural and adventure travel. And, if you look at numbers of travelers who are booking cultural and adventure tours, the growth has been outstanding over the last 8 years. We've seen 65% year-over-year growth in adventure and cultural tours. So what that tells us is that people want to dive deeper into the culture of the place that they're going into and want to feel some sense of authenticity. But at the same time, in order to do that yourself in a DIY trip where you're doing all the planning and everything yourself, you're not necessarily using a tour, it can be really intimidating and take a lot of time and be very stressful. So what we saw in the market is that people still wanted human-based curation and wanted that local insight and human support at the touch of a button. If you think about our industry, people used to go to a travel agent in a brick and mortar location, talk to them in person, and they'd plan your trip for you. And then you had the agency to do that on your own with the advent of TripAdvisor and Expedia. You no longer needed a travel agent. But then you started to realize, well, man, I really want to dive deeper into the culture and have a more authentic experience. And it's really overwhelming to try to do that on my own. So my option is really either spend the time, to do that myself, or book a tour, which can be very expensive. So what we saw is there's that gap between doing it yourself and booking a tour. We have this local that's able to help you dive deeper into the culture and costs a lot less than a tour. It still gives you the independence to be, on your own during your trip. I think we saw a parallel in another industry with, online shopping. We used to go to a shopping mall, brick and mortar store, had somebody curate, the clothes for you and help you, pick something out that suited you. And then, you're unable to do that online, but you're missing that curation, part. And, over the last 5 years, we've seen the growth of the likes of Stitch Fix and Trunk Club, where that curation is brought online. So you have the best of both worlds, the convenience of doing it online, but still that human-based curation. So we're essentially doing that on the in the travel planning world.
Truly some awesome advantages there, and thanks for bringing focus to that as well. Now, what are some key changes you've seen in the travel industry during the last 5 years, and what do you attribute all these changes to?
Yeah, I think, I just attended a couple conferences recently on the future of travel and travel tech. And, the things that people seem to be talking about the most are personalization. Whether you're a hotel or an airline or, an online travel agent like Expedia, or TripAdvisor, everybody's talking about personalization, getting people personalized and curated, information so that it makes it easy for them to get, the things they want. And most of that personalization in the industry is happening through automations right now, whether you're talking about AI, machine learning, or chatbots on, hotel websites to replace a concierge. I think that those tools will continue to evolve and get better and better, and they can help people with fairly simple tasks, but really understanding a person and what they want and helping them get what they want out of a trip, from a holistic perspective. There still needs to be a human involved, and that's kind of what we're doing, is bringing that, enabling that human and making their job easier through tech, but still keeping that human involved in the personalization component. The other thing that we're seeing is that there's a lot of automation of processes for B2B businesses in the travel industry, whether it's a hotel or, anywhere where there's, booking, bookings and really automating the back end, of those B2B businesses, that are ancillary to either hotels or Airbnbs. That's a big push in the industry right now.
Today we are joined by Mr. Greg Buzalincia, the CEO of ViaHero, a peer-to-peer travel platform where travelers hire locals to plan personalized trips, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, as a veteran of successful startups, what are some lessons that you've learned since starting your companies, and what do you attribute your success to so far?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a part of one successful startup. I was fortunate to join at a very early stage, but this is my first rodeo as far as being a founder. But I also got to watch, that company grow from 2 employees to 60 employees before an acquisition. So, I got to see that growth path and how they handled everything. So it's very important, and I learned a lot from that experience. And I think, as a new entrepreneur myself and building a product, I think one thing that I realized very quickly is that the user acquisition channel and model was perhaps more important than the product that you built. I mean, both are extremely important, but it's very easy to think you're going to launch a product, push the launch button, and expect people to flock to it. You need to figure out, how people are going to find your product. And I think the only other things I've learned is that the people around you are the most important, thing after that product and the initial traction has started. The first employees that you bring on, the people you surround yourself from an advisory standpoint, really make the difference in the trajectory of the company, and you're just really guiding, the chaos along in the right direction. But those are the people that are going to really take your company to the next level. So, after you get that initial traction, the people that you hire from that point on are the most important thing about the company. So, and the other thing is just finding great people who are strong generalists. In the early days, it's easy to hire people who have a ton of experience in one particular area. But if you hire specialists too early, then you might find that as your company pivots and changes direction and needs to move resources from one department to another, those specialists are going to have a hard time moving around and adapting to that. Whereas if you have a really strong generalist, somebody that can kind of do everything well, you'll find that those people are really an asset to your company very, very early on. So those would be most of the three main lessons I feel like I've learned over the last couple of startups.
Rich information there. Really good stuff. Thanks for sharing that. Now, in conclusion, if you could give one form of advice, or if you could, give one form of advice to young entrepreneurs, what would that be as we conclude today?
One piece of advice, I have to say, always be learning. In the early days, I started out the company on my own and I learned how to do everything at the company myself. And not that I wanted to be doing everything myself, but what that taught me is sort of how to build the foundation for each part of the company. And later on, when other people are, in charge of those aspects of the company, I can talk intelligently about, sort of some of the problems I saw early on and some of the things I thought about that I never had to deal with. But, as the years go on, I was able to have, meaningful conversations with our staff on, things that I knew or suspected were going to happen in the future. And I had thought about potential solutions when we crossed those bridges. And by having that experience, I was able to, have rich conversations and help guide, them in the right direction and ask the right questions, most importantly, really. I love people who are infinite learners and just always keep learning. Never be satisfied with what you know and just ask as many questions as possible. There's no stupid question in this. We're all doing this oftentimes for the first time ourselves, and you shouldn't be afraid of asking any question for the sake of gaining knowledge.
Mr. Buzalincia, it has been our pleasure to have had you with us today. Thanks so much for your time as well and the advice shared as well. We greatly appreciate it. I'm sure the listeners totally agree with me as well. Where can listeners tap into Via Hero online and take advantage of the service?
Absolutely. So online, we are at viahero.com. That's V as in Victor, IAHERO.com. Right now, you can find locals in Cuba, Colombia, Puerto Rico, and Japan that are available to plan your trip to those locations for you. $30 a day for them to plan your trip. They're really there for you from the time you get in touch with them to the time, you know, like I said, you're back on the plane, you know, flying back to your destination. So, you know, it's nice to have that concierge, ask a bunch of questions and not have to deal with or worry about any of the trip planning yourself. And it's a completely reasonable price. And then as far as getting in touch, info@viahero.com, and you'll get right to me.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Buzalincia, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly has been our pleasure.
Thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate it, and it's a pleasure being here.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Greg Buzalincia, the CEO of Via Hero, a peer-to-peer travel platform where travelers hire locals to plan personalized trips. And for further details, visit viahero.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.